I think the issues need to be understood in the context of this talk about the elections next year. And these jingles are actually an attempt to revive the waning support for ZANU-PF. Whether it will actually appeal to the people or not is another question. I don't think people in the urban areas who actually experienced the difficulties of the past decade can actually be swayed by such jingles. Such jingles are actually a desperate attempt to recoup the waning support, ZANU-PF support.
Professor Jonathan Moyo, writing in the Herald today, says the cabinet has no role to play in giving the ZBC a directive to stop playing those jingles or those songs. What do you say to that?
The first thing is that the way the jingles are crafted, they are actually crafted in a very partisan way, which actually destroys the whole spirit of the GPA, which was signed on 15 September 2008, which actually underpins the inclusive government. And I think the cabinet took decision on that because it actually destroys the whole spirit behind the inclusive government. So I think the cabinet had the actually power to actually talk about those things and actually make a directive that they must not be played as long as they cause division rather than unite the people. What is happening in Zimbabwe at the moment is that there is a desperate need for national unity, and if you begin to actually again degenerate into partisan positions, then you destroy the whole spirit behind the organ on national healing and unity.
I understand you have written extensively on this issue of jingles, galas and all. Can you tell us more about your book?
My book is actually entitled Do Zimbabweans Exist? And it is a book which was prompted by the March 2008 election-related violence. And the question which came to my mind as I wrote that book is, why is it that Zimbabwe readily attack each other every time there is election? And then I decided that the best way to understand this easiness with which we decapitate and attack each other is that the problem actually lies with the national project itself. There is the nationalist struggle did not succeed in creating Zimbabweans as a single nation. It might have succeeded in creating Zimbabwe as a state, but it failed to actually unite races and ethnicities. And this actually creates the problem whereby when political parties emerge, people take partisan identities above national identities.